Yo.
Yo, good bladder.
What's going on?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, it's cool.
How many cool. other people will be doing?
Mac.
Okay.
I just sent her the invite. You know what I mean? Just to touch up on things, right? I would like to ask you, right? Why do you think we have a problem with being straight African, plain African, without any other titles to justify our existence? Why do you think it is?
Because, you know, our whole time growing up,
right?
You know, Africa was basically like, it was painted as bullshit.
Okay.
Right.
So you mean from like all the lies about Africa itself? Or...
I mean, when you think Africa, you think right. what? Slavery.
Yeah. From an American standpoint.
Yeah, from America's standpoint. Like, because I, you know, yeah. I had a bunch of different people, mainly females, like, yo, would you go back to Africa?
What did they say?
Say, fuck no.
And that's crazy. That's almost exactly. insane. That's like asking a Chinese person, do you hate China?
Right.
That's like not respecting your mother. The lady that birthed your whole existence is Africa. That's the crazy part about that. The lady that birthed your whole existence is Africa. Why would I hate what is me? So in all terms, I hate myself.
Right.
Right?
Nope. I mean, but people might not say they hate themselves, but they do.
That's all it is. If you
go down to the European hair, the makeup, the haircuts, to the clothes we wear on our back, everything is European now.
Down to shaving our damn face, right?
Yep.
Because we get profiled a certain way. They even call it a profile. It's crazy that right. We have to fit into a society that wants to be us. That's the craziest thing ever. How do we believe that we ain't nothing when the whole world defines living through us? You understand what I'm saying? If you come look at every other culture, right? They are copying our ways, kind of. In some aspect. You understand what I'm saying? You can't get rid of black, bro.
Fuck no.
You understand what I'm saying? So you can't get rid of from. You understand how that work, bro? Like, if we gonna respect being black, we gotta respect being African. It don't work no other way. Because if you look at it like this, Kemet is the land of what? The dark faces or black faces, as they say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And our culture comes from where most of us believe ancient Kemet, right? Even though it shows that civilization started a little bit before that and closer to the heart of Africa, you know what I mean? But it just show us, bro, that we got a lot of rethinking to do.
And it starts with reprogramming to do.
Right, reprogramming. And we think it starts with the children, which it does. It does start at the foundation, but you still got to snip the roots. I mean, not snip the roots, snip the limbs. You understand? So we got to get with our older people, right?
Yep.
And try to make the ones understanding, the ones that's willing to listen. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We got to start seeing this thing for face value. We ain't respected. Why have they made some type of protection for young black men from getting knocked off? Why we don't got no protection for us yet, man? Why are we still looked at as an enemy and criminal? Once you see black, you think criminal.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? We got to get that out of our head.
Or what they, or how they say it's super predators.
Right. What the hell?
Super predators.
Bro, look at it like this, right? When a cop kill a black person, right? Right?
Yeah.
They tell you his criminal history. They tell you the victim's criminal history. Now, I forgot the name of that white person that got killed, right? The police, the city gave them millions, like, that month. You understand what I'm saying? Any black family that got to go through a cop shooting, she's going through years of torment. Yo, fine. Years of torment. So, we got to start seeing, Bob, that we got to start at, like, in the community, the one in, the, like, you know, the urban set in the hood or whatever you want to call it. We got to be the ones to make the difference. We got to start telling the truth. Stop lying to ourselves like it ain't no oppression that happening, and we see it every day. If I can feel some type of way when a cop car is behind me and my heart speed up and I'm in a car with my mother or my father, you understand what I'm saying? Or my children, that's not good for my psyche, bro. It's not good for anyone. That's unhealthy thinking. It's unhealthy living. We should never live in fear.
Right.
So we got to start getting our youth ready for stuff like that. Look them in their eyes. Don't be afraid. Don't, you know what I mean? And we have to get people in office, bro, that identify with being black. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have to start identifying with being black, bro. How are we going to do anything else if we don't admit that we're African? It's like this, right? Remember I told you the store I went to, right?
Yeah.
Now, I spend good money there every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
These boys, I come in, it's like, yo, what's up? Like some animosity, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get on, it's a white person walk in. It's, hey, how you doing, boss? Hey, you need anything? Or you send me that you're not sending, that you send to them that you're not sending to me.
Say it again.
What type of energy do they send to you and you give to them that you don't feel with me?
That aura, man. That aura.
Huh?
That aura.
But what could I be giving off to them? I don't understand it.
It's that thing that they that abomination shit, man. They fear they can't take the sun, man. And the melanin, the sunlight, baby. You can't take that shit, man. Stand next to a white person, man, they get cancer, man.
So I feel what you're saying. They giving off a chemical reaction. So our defense mechanism going up. So they see master when they see the white person.
Oh.
Listen, it's so crazy because that's a black-owned business, right? Black-owned business, and they still answer to the white man. That don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
What did you work so hard to get your own business for if you still gonna act like that? We gotta die with dignity, man. We gotta want to die with dignity, right? It's to the point, bro. We add nothing of our own, our old self, bro. We carry no heritage, no tradition. And we don't know our tradition because we don't know African tradition. So we in a rock and a hard place. Definitely in a rock and a hard place. We gotta do better. The only way to start, bro, is with our older people and the youth, bro. People around in your age, you know, the 20s, the late teens, and the early 30s. We gotta be the forefront runners. You feel what I'm saying? We gotta be the soldiers on the street, giving us information and giving us knowledge that we are great people. Wake up. Life is not just about you going to a job every day. Start
putting just to just get by
in the inner community. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Start, if you can, start investing with each other, right? You and the closest people you're around, or even people you're not even close with, build the bond. You understand what I'm saying? Create energy. We are black. We can harvest, create it. You can do it all. Create some energy. Start something with somebody. It don't take much to put $20 up a week. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To invest in something greater. And these are the type of things we got to work upon to becoming one again, bro. Because we're so distant. A Jamaican think they different from a person from Saint Domingo. The people in Ecuador think they're different from the people in America. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's no difference, bro. We all descendants of Africa. Even if you, I guess, everybody, man. Everybody. We all descendants of Africa. They giving out, they give reparations in Ghana right now, right? And we are fussing over here. People don't even really, where I'm at, it just seems like no one cares, bro. But they'll give their all to someone else's doctrine, someone else's religion. A whole group of another people's religion will go all the way in with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. We to start being African, we got to start with our diet. That's why the diet is key. That's why we got to get back to the raw foods, minerals, herbs. We got to start learning our fruits and vegetables again. Which ones are too much acid? You know what I mean? Things of that nature. We got to get back with iron. Iron was our best friend. You know what I mean? We got to get back to that. Someone asked me earlier, right? What can we do as groundwork? And we can start living our heritage. You understand what I'm saying? We don't like put start learning about the other. You know what I mean? Start learning what the symbol means. If I figure if we start getting to the blueprint of our thing, life will go a lot smoother. Ever since I gave up on the program everybody else is following, life has been better. Being vegetarian, I've got more energy than I used to have. You know what I mean? Better sleep, stress free, feel way healthier. What else can I say? And to let go of those doctrines. You know what I mean, Bob. That was like one of the hardest parts of life.
Mm-hmm.
But with that doctrine, then you feel is something wrong with this. We don't even look in Genesis, right, bro? In Genesis, it says the whole book of Genesis is destroying Africans.
Facts.
And it talks on a cursed people. So if we was cursed then, we're cursed now. It's like this was a political setup. You know what I mean? Like this was a planned move for Africa. I never thought it was about the Americas, bro. It never was about the Americas. It always been about Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to see that. Why are they so obsessed with what we got? The cobalt produces a mineral that the majority of the world needs. You get what I'm saying? We got stuff there, right? That generates so much money for nations, not just families. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
if we all want to, the whole point is because if we all want to go back as a whole, how can they stop us? You get what I'm saying, Bob?
Yeah.
If we wanted to go back, how could they stop us? You got to figure, right? We're not
honestly, man, if everybody leaves,
yeah,
and goes back to Africa,
yeah,
bro, they might fucking drop a bomb on our asses,
bro.
They'd be losing so much money, yo.
Listen, just know this, bro.
They care about their money,
but they fear. Listen, it's hard to scare somebody who ain't scared. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit don't work with a people that's not scared. Look at this, bro. The Stono Rebellion, right? Cato's Rebellion was a slave rebellion that began on September 9, 1739 in the colony in South Africa. It was the largest slave uprising in the British mainland colonies, with 25 white people to 35 to 50 black people killed, right? They end slavery because of this, bro.
So they end slavery?
They end it. Finished. Did you know that?
No.
For 10 years. They end slavery for 10 years. You know what I mean? So, that go to show you, when a couple of us stand up, it can make a big difference. That was the whole point. Of speaking on this. If we stand up in small quantities, it'd give us large quality. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because listen, in response to the rebellion, the South Carolina legislature passed the Negro Act of 1740, which restricted slave assembly, education, and movement. It also enacted a 10-year moratorium against importing African slaves because they were considered more rebellious and established penalties against slaveholders, harsh treatment of slaves. It required legislators for each act of manumission, where slaveholders had previously been able to arrange privately. This sharply reduced the rate of manumissions in the states. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we do things, all we gotta do, bro, is go back there. That's the main thing. We gotta start identifying. We need to find a language that we're all gonna agree on that is ours. You understand what I'm saying?
But is it really that simple?
Huh?
Is it really that simple?
I believe so.
So Africa willing to open arms,
huh,
to let all African Americans in?
What, into Africa?
Yeah.
I believe so, bro. You got to look at it like this. We're kicking everyone else out, though. Not in the sense of they can't come there, but we're taking back what is ours. Why not? Yeah. They came over here, rape, pillage. We ain't coming to do that. Do you understand how that work, bro?
Yeah.
Like, we're not coming. Nothing that's not ours. We're not asking.
We also need help, though.
That's why.
Because right, then, like, just say if we move. And
we're
somebody,
not trying to just go. I see what you mean. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, what if we do move? You know what I'm saying? And then.
I see what you're saying.
You know, they want to react or rebel. You get what I'm saying? Or they got a problem with that.
No, I definitely get what you mean.
And then who we fighting with? Who we fighting against? Where our army at? Where our food at?
No, I definitely get what you mean.
You know, where our guns at?
You got to figure, right?
We got nothing.
We definitely got to have some rehabilitation.
In order to have an army, you gotta have
we're
going to
be
water,
all we independent. But I'd rather be independent than having the worst kind of discipline.
Yeah.
The going to jail for 3 years for a dirty urine, things of that nature. Like, come on, bro.
Uh-huh.
This system is worked to beat down the black and uphold the white. That's just the way it is.
Yep.
And we got to call it for what it's worth. How could we not see that when every way you black is complicated? What's wrong? Why do they paint the African as a tribal savage with a stick in his hand? Why do they always do that? Why don't I tell you about the great cities of Timbuktu, the great cities of Zimbabwe, the great city of Kemet? Why don't never tell to us about ancient Kemet? Ancient Kemet ran the world. Ancient Kemet gave the world civilization. We made people civilized, us black people. But they'll have you thinking you came from savagery.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst type of thinking growing up. It's no way in hell when I was 8 years old.
Evolution theory.
Right, man, fuck that. You are eight, not me. I mean, that's a whole nother story in itself.
Right.
But it's crazy I'm 8 years old, bro, thinking to be like Richie Rich in his jet. Fuck, man, fuck Richie Rich. My folks built pyramids. You understand me? They built something that you can't even explain to this day. I can explain Richie Rich yet myself. The top people in the world, geniuses, that from here, now, in the past, bro, can't explain those pyramids. You know who can?
Who?
Hmm? The ones that built them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we at with it, bro. We gotta get back to being comfortable with ourselves. Why aren't we comfortable with being who we are? Why is it funny to say, yes, I'm African? Yes, sir, I'm African.
I mean, you can attack it from,
me,
from...
It's crazy when a black person can ask you, why do you want to go to Africa? That ain't crazy. It's crazy when you could deal with Christianity, right? A Shemitic culture, for real, more than you could relate with your own. They don't uphold black people in any of those books. Where? Where do they talk about Africans in those books? Huh? Besides in Genesis, when they speak on the Nile and the Garden of Eden.
And slavery books. Somebody.
And oh yeah, right. And when Moses destroyed us, but was taught by us. He sat in our house, ate, then destroyed us at the end. We gotta realize that they have a whole system built on slandering our name, destroying our image, and hiding our culture.
Mm-hmm.
We know nothing of sharing with each other.